Well, Karens are uniting. There's a Facebook page called Karens United, and it's gaining momentum online, where Karens all over the world are coming together to rise up against the Karen memes we continue to see online, with a mask even coming out. Yes, a Karen mask for this year's Halloween. And in case you didn't know, the whole Karen thing, it depicts them as women who are always angry, racist even at times, demanding to speak to the manager. So what do you think of the Karen memes and the Karen craze and just poking fun at these poor women? Weigh in on our Facebook page at Pulse 1077. This Karen in Surrey, she is a member of the Facebook group. She joined, I think, a few days ago. She says she's gone so far to consider changing the spelling of her name. So she says she'd change it to C-A-I-R-N, Karen, to at least try and stop the abuse online.
I go online to voice an opinion on a political website, let's say, and then it starts and it doesn't let up. And then one person will say, oh, you're a Karen, so you really must be a Karen. And I go, no, you don't even know me, so how could you say that? Well, you have an opinion. Sure, I have an opinion. Late 50s, I'm right in there with the popularity of when Karen became popularity.
Right, so that's got to be tough. You fit the exact demographic of these memes we're seeing, like you said, this 50-year-old angry woman. And give us an idea of what it's like to live with this name. We've heard stories about some women, going to department stores where they go to complain, like the manager just kind of doesn't even look at them. Oh, because you're a Karen, just shuts them down. What's your experience been? Like, how bad has it gotten?
I don't complain to managers.
You're the best customer ever now, eh?
Unless they really deserve it.
Wow. So you literally have, it's just stopped you
I
altogether.
I got shut down. Yeah, I have to shut down and not say a word, or risk becoming exactly what I'm talking about. And I do think that those people shouldn't be allowed to do that. There's some kind of bullying thing in every workplace, anti-bullying. It should be all over.
Well, yep. Our thoughts are with you. And like we said, hopefully, you know, this is just some stupid joke that ends soon with enough people rising
up. Well, Becky ended. And Karen took over.
So there's hope. Hopefully, maybe Vanessa will be next. Hey, bring it on. Like, if that can help you, make it Vanessa. I can take it.
It isn't fun at all.
I got to say, too, that Karen is lovely. We had a great chat. She was funny. Hardly this Karen stereotype. But I can't imagine, like she said, it's literally silenced her. Anytime she wants to give an opinion, even at work sometimes, you know, she says it's just that instant. It's just the trend right now. Oh, there, that's the Karen. Out comes the Karen. I couldn't imagine. And she said, especially with COVID right now, and it's just a tough time in general. People need to vent, give their opinions as people, and to be silenced like that. I never thought of it that way. It's quite emotional, the effect it's having on these women. So if you're a Karen listening, hey, join the fight. We're pretty passionate about this here at Pulse. It's not fair. It is a form of bullying, and it's being glamorized, and it shouldn't. If you want to counter me, hey, call me up. If you think, you know, this is taking it way too seriously, we're taking it way too seriously, call me up, let me know. 778-574-1077, but a little bit more kindness towards Karens, please.